the tapestry of paganism, figures of thunder and strength have always captured the human imagination. Today, we consider two such deities. Thor, the thunder god of Norse paganism, and Perun, the Slavic god of thunder and lightning. Despite both presiding over similar domains, their powers, personalities, and cultural significance vary, leading to a compelling matchup. Firstly, we must understand Thor, a central figure in Norse history. As the son of Odin, Thor's power is renowned throughout the Nine Realms. He holds dominion over thunder and lightning and is associated with strength, fertility, and consecration. His weapon, the hammer Mjolnir, possesses earth, shattering power, and with it, Thor can level mountains. His legendary strength and direct, valorous approach to battle have won him praise and respect among gods and humans alike. However, Thor is more than mere brawn. His role as a protector of mankind gives depth to his character, and his courageous deeds exemplify the Norse virtues of bravery and honor. Contrastingly, Perun, the highest god of the Slavic pantheon, is also associated with thunder, lightning, storms, and the sacred oak tree. He carries an axe or a hammer as a weapon, which he hurls at evil beings and spirits. Slavic tradition portrays Perun as a rugged, red-haired, and blue-eyed deity, symbolizing the raw energy and vitality of life. Like Thor, he is seen as a protector deity, defending the earthly world from the destructive forces of the underworld. However, Perun's character seems more grounded and linked to the earthly realm and its cycles, reflecting the Slavic people's deep connection with nature. Now let's consider a hypothetical duel between Thor and Perun. Thor's raw power, valor, and hammer might present a formidable challenge for any adversary. His willingness to face danger head-on, combined with his legendary strength, would make him an aggressive opponent. Perun, on the other hand, might approach the battle with a different strategy. He might use his control over storms to manipulate the battlefield, exploiting the elemental chaos to his advantage. As a deity closely linked to the earthly realm, Perun might be able to use the terrain to his advantage, turning nature into an ally against Thor. While it's a close match, given their similar powers and protective roles, the outcome might be determined by their unique traits and strategies. Thor's brute strength and unwavering bravery versus Perun's elemental control and connection to the earthly realm present a battle of strength against strategy. But ultimately, one can argue that Perun's ability to control the environment could provide a strategic advantage.